Hi, I'm your host Dominique, and welcome to another episode of the blog Music Art Culture. I hope that you all are well today. Definitely, we are going through some tough times. I think it's fair to say we don't have to deny it anymore, but you know, I just want to encourage everyone to have faith. If we've made it another day, which in today's case we have, especially if you're listening, we're doing all right. The other things that we can't control, they usually work themselves out, and it's definitely difficult when you don't have all the answers, but also find comfort in that, because it's okay. It's okay not to have all the answers. It's a great time to rethink what we thought we already knew. It's a great time to focus in on our energy and pull out what we have left to help us basically assess who we are and who we want to be. Every day is a new opportunity to set goals in front of us, to be committed to a plan. And life is very, very, very dear. Life is very special. And we don't know what tomorrow will hold, but we do know that we've been blessed with today. We've been blessed with breath. We've been blessed with health. We've been blessed with an opportunity to be present. So, you know, whether you're forced to eat noodles today, or, you know, you're eating leftovers, whether, you know, you have steak or microwave pizza, whether you're eating soup, whether you're making soup, whether you're eating bread, or you're on, you know, a vegetable regimen, be thankful for whatever you have that you're able to make do with. Whether you're just eating rice with salt, it doesn't even matter at this point, as long as you're able to key in and say, you know what, I got through another day. The rest of it will work itself out. And the bottom line is, we're better when we're able to take the time and say thank you, because opportunities will open, right? Opportunities will always open as long as we prepare ourselves mentally and we decide when things present themselves, when doors present themselves, whether we're going to walk through them or not. So never surrender your ability to acknowledge that you have a right to be present in your own life, even when there seems to be a lot of things out of control. I'm with you. You know, God is watching. You are blessed. And we're just going to figure it out as we go. I think that's the best way to say it. What else is going on? Stimulus checks. For those who have gotten their stimulus checks, congratulations. If you're expecting one, if you're waiting for your EDD or employment development or whatever they call it, unemployment, yeah, things are happening, things are coming. And guess what? If it results in you babysitting your neighbor's kids to get a little extra something, or maybe trading that family recipe for cookies for a crock pot to make dinner tonight, or even some hand sanitizer. Well, figure it out, people. As the hashtag says, all in this together. And we all need each other. So even though things are very unpredictable right now, guess what? They will change. We will have a new normal, and they will get better. Keep listening. This is me, your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. I'll be right back. All right, so this morning I got some coffee. I felt really good about it. I actually made it. Now, one of the things that I really love, I'm a coffee drinker. I love coffee and tea. It really doesn't matter the brand. Everybody has their favorites. But with everything going on, I really haven't been a regular at Starbucks like I used to be. So I've been figuring out ways to be more consistent with my coffee making at home. Thank God I have a coffee machine already. It was actually pretty cheap to get. And also I got coffee, a coffee grinder machine. So the funny story about that is I bought this coffee from these two canisters from a local market called Trader Joe's. I really like it. So I'm getting food. I get these two canisters. I'm like, oh, cool. I need coffee. I got the coffee. And then I get home and then I take a closer look. I grab two canisters of whole coffee beans. So then I had to go out and buy a coffee grinder. Thank God I was able to find one. And the rest is history. And I'm also grateful that the coffee was really good too. You know, the whole beans that I had to grind up, and it actually turned into a really cool thing. So I've lately been making a lot of lattes. I don't know if they're like official lattes, but yeah, they're pretty legit for my taste buds, and I'm really grateful. I'm really thankful. So speaking of being grateful and thankful, what I want to throw out today is, if you're listening, you should make a list of at least 5 to 10 things you're grateful for and why. So you don't have to tell me the why, of course, but you can if you want. You can always do that. Follow me, hit me up over Twitter at OKDominique. Yes. You can also follow me on Instagram at IGDominique. Or, you know, if you're listening, you can send an email, info@musicartculture.org. However you want to do it. Or you can just write it down and put it in a box or a jar or over your bed or on your desk or however you want. But 5 to 10 reasons of why you're thankful and what you're thankful for. I'll just do a quick 5. I'll do a quick 5. I'm thankful for my family. Why? Because they're a part of me. I'm grateful that every day I can find something to smile about, even if it's a forced smile at times. Sometimes that's where I start. I start with forcing myself to smile, and then it eventually will turn into a laugh, and then I'll be thankful that I haven't lost my sense of humor. So I guess that's kind of 3, or no, now I'm at 4. I'm grateful that I can laugh, smile, and still have my sense of humor. And let's see here. I already mentioned my family, and I'm grateful that I still have the internet. I'm grateful that I am still able to connect with all of you, and I'm very grateful that I still have a roof over my head. And speaking of such, it's so easy to get comfortable in at any point in life, really. I don't think there has to be anything so catastrophic for a person to get comfortable in life. But what's really awesome is when you have those moments when you realize, wow, I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm really blessed. And it could be for those who, you know, are still working. It could be for those who are able to be with their kids and their husbands, loved ones, parents. It could be those who are still able to, you know, buy groceries and maybe help out the neighbors. It could be those who have their animals that are still in good health. People have their reasons. It could be as simple as your refrigerator and the rest of your appliances haven't broke down and you're still able to wash from home. Maybe you have to go to the laundromat and you're blessed and so lucky that when you got there, all of the washer and dryers were empty. So you were able to load up, get in, get out, and you were done. So there's ways to figure that out about how and why to be thankful. Yeah, don't forget those things. They're really beautiful. They're really moments of courage when you're able to acknowledge yourself in your own moment of truth and, you know, just tie into what matters. So, okay, those were my 5, right? Okay, so what are your 5? Think about it, take a breath, write it down, make it plain, stick it in front of you. I don't care if you put it in the restroom and you're looking at it every single day when you go in and wash your face, brush your teeth, take a shower. Remind yourself of what you're thankful for, because guess what? Those are the moments that define you and take you to the next level. And we are going to the next level, but you'll be defined by what you take with you when you get there. So keep that with you. Again, 5 to 10 things you're thankful for and why. Make sure you think about that and share that list with someone. And if you don't share it with anyone, at least keep it for yourself. Now, in other news, I will say there's been something really cool happening. There's a lot of free memberships going around, and I really recommend that you take advantage of them, because I know that I have. Netflix. I really like Netflix, and I've been watching Tiger King. Whoa. That's all I can say about that. Whoa. But it was whoa. Check that out. There's also a lot of free subscriptions, reduced subscriptions, and also for some shows you can like stream the whole season or episode for free. I don't know all the details, but you need to check that out on Apple TV if you have an iPhone. You know, there's Hulu, there's all sorts of deals. Make sure you're doing your homework, because there's no reason to have to overpay for something, especially if they're asking you not to pay right away, right? So, I mean, think about it. If you got a new iPhone, it's, I think, $4.99 for Apple TV, and you get it free for the whole year, and then after that, it's $4.99. I don't know. Do the math on that. Figure it out. There's a lot of different deals circling around. And then I think even, I don't know, but look into that. I would recommend it. Right now, I'm a super big fan of Netflix. I'm watching a lot of my comfort shows, which I'm sure a lot of other people are as well. And then, of course, we can't leave out the news, right? We have to know what's going on, which is really important all the time. So I think one of the things that I have been watching a lot of is comedy. I really enjoy a good laugh these days, and it's really been keeping my energy high. So laughter is good. Find the humor in it all. Other than that, of course, there's always trying to open my mind, read a book or two. I haven't actually become one of those people where I'm trying to knock out a book in a whole day or half a day or even a week, but I will say at least a chapter, whether it's, you know, a novel, a self-help book, you know, a discipline, motivation book, a devotional book. Find something that engages your brain. I don't even care if it's a magazine. Get out your magazine, read an article, read all of the articles. Go online, get a recipe, pick up a newspaper. But definitely connect yourself, you know, make sure to stay connected. And we'll leave that there. Oh my gosh, OMG. Speaking of leaving things there, oh, I absolutely am such a fan of people who are just so willing not to be petty, right? In a time like this, one of the worst things you could do is be petty. There is a saying that goes, let me see if I can pull it up. I have my computer in front of me. Oh my gosh. It's going to be, I have to find it. But in the meantime, while I'm trying to locate this, let's see. I did some things on Twitter that were really cool. I did a couple of surveys. Thanks for those who participated. And it was a lot of fun. We talked about lipstick and we talked about dinner date. But let's see. Oh my gosh, where is this? Oh, it's so funny. It's something like about a nagging wife where like nobody likes a nagger, and basically a person would rather be on a hot roof by themselves in a corner than with a nag. It's something like that. So I guess what I'm really saying is, if any of you are stuck in a situation like that, don't fear, because there is a silver lining. Go and make peace with whoever is forcing you in the corner. Okay? Oh, I think I found it. Okay. So it's actually a proverb. Yeah. So what it actually says is, a quarrelsome wife, and if you're not married, don't take it to heart. And if you are married, that doesn't mean that you're a quarrelsome wife. Okay, you might have a nagging husband. But if you're a husband, I'm not saying that you're a nag. So just listen to it and not pass judgment, and just hear it for what it is. Here we go. Proverbs 27:15. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Wow. That's a lot. So we're gonna leave the rest alone. But if you want to keep reading it, find yourself in Proverbs 27. So FYI, people, You know, I'm a woman, so I'm going to talk to the ladies. Don't be a nag. They don't like it. Meaning people, okay? Nobody likes a nag. Take that to the bank. Cash it in. It won't disappoint. It will forever pay you dividends. And we'll leave that right there. Keep listening. It's me, your host, Dominique of the blog Music Art Culture. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to talk about. Okay, so what's the talk on Twitter? Well, I must tell you, if you follow me at OKDominiqueYes, and I know that's really long, but I'll spell it out, at OKDominique, DominiqueYes, yes. OKDominiqueYes, that's how you're supposed to say it. I know. But anyway, that's how you follow me on Twitter. So anyway, the talk on Twitter, here we go. We did a couple of surveys last week. It was really fun, actually. So one of the questions that I asked was, the perfect dinner date would be hashtag dating ideas, hashtag when we go outside. Options were seafood, dinner and a movie, steakhouse, comedy club and drinks. Okay. So what I found very interesting, right? Oh, I found this so interesting. Nobody wanted to go to get seafood for a perfect dinner date. There were zero votes for that. Okay. Then for a dinner and a movie, it was about, 40%. Steakhouse was 20%. Comedy club and drinks was about 40%. So basically the majority of the people wanted to do dinner and a movie or go to a comedy show and grab drinks. And there was only like a small group that wanted to go to a steakhouse. Nobody wanted seafood. No one wanted lobster. No one wanted king crab. No one wanted jambalaya. Well, you know what? That actually has sausage in it. But, I just found that like, what? Word? Like, you don't want no lobster? Wow. And then I couldn't hate because I was like, well, hey, perfect dinner date when we can go outside. Like, hashtag when we can go outside. Perfect dinner date. What would that be? It might be the comedy club and a couple of drinks because you might go dancing afterwards. Maybe dinner and a movie because you might go dancing afterwards and then you can still catch the comedy club. I don't know. So maybe they're onto something, but I thought that was so interesting. Nobody wanted crab legs. Oh, okay. And so the next one, the other survey that we did on a first date, what color lipstick would you wear? There's no wrong answer, okay? That was included in the whole thing. There's no wrong answer. On a first date, what lipstick color should you wear? Okay, so hashtag dating advice, hashtag glam talk, hashtag tips. Now, there were four choices. Red lipstick, nude lipstick. Let me say that again. Nude lipstick, clear gloss, right? And pink. So, what do you think, huh? I found that like more, okay, 66.7% said that they would wear pink, 33.3% said that they would go nude. Nobody wanted to wear red. Nobody wanted clear gloss. I know, right? Nobody wanted to wear red. Now, this is on a first date. Nobody wanted to wear red. Nobody wanted to do the red, which, okay, to my lady's defense, I can kind of get because sometimes when you wear a really rich red, you don't want it to like, start to seep out from your lips and kind of get that runny look every time you eat a snack. You don't want it to start like, blotching or looking like it's fading away. And then if you reapply it, you don't want breadcrumbs and other things getting on there. And then it just shows every single crease in your lips. That's not sexy. So I can kind of get why they didn't want to do the red. Maybe they wanted to save it for a second date. Nude. I totally get the nude color. I totally get the nude because when you have a natural skin-based type of tone, a natural nude tone, that's what we're really talking about for, 101. It's the perfect thing. If it fades a little bit, easy to reapply, you don't have to worry about it being such a, you don't have to worry about You know, it's a scary thing when you get red lipstick on your teeth. It's not as scary if you get a nude or a natural color on your teeth. Easier to cover up, easier to just walk away and play it off, easier to get rid of that, whether you're in the restroom or at the table, trying to scrub it off with your tongue or a piece of bread. Manners, ladies, by the way, keep it together at the dinner table. But I'm just saying, FYI, if you haven't been there, maybe one day you will, and you will know what I'm talking about. So I get the nude color. Nobody wanted to do the clear gloss. Maybe too plain, not really exciting. There's no mystery there. Maybe you feel like you don't really have on makeup. I don't know. Maybe you just want to feel like you're out on a date. You want to do something a little special. Clear gloss might not show that you're feeling that this is a special occasion. So you wanted to put a little color on. I get it. Pink. Now, there's so many different shades of every color, but one thing is really nice when you get a really nice shade of pink, whether it's a lipstick or a gloss, that can be a natural. It's not a nude, but it can be a natural type of color. It can really bring out the pigments in your natural complexion, whether you're a cooler tone or a warmer tone, and that can be a game changer. And it's one of those colors to where you might not know specifically where you're going, but you'll be sure to look great and fit in. You know, the makeup won't be too much for where you're going. You know, I'll leave it right there. But we're going to do some more surveys. Last week, that was the turnout, okay? On a first date, what did people want to wear? And most of them wanted to wear pink. And then the other part wanted to wear nude. Red was out of the window. Clear gloss wasn't even an option. So, ladies, I guess those are the new trends, pink and nude. Check them out, okay? Keep listening. This is me, Dominique, on the blog Music Art Culture. Also, you can check us out. Why? Because we're cool. No, but seriously, you can listen on any platform that you like. You can head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture, and you can stream us and subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify and a lot of other platforms as well. So make sure you head over to anchor.fm/musicartculture, and you can see all the different ways you can listen. And I want you to keep listening because we got more show ahead and more to talk about. All right. So I hope you all enjoyed that. You know, I had a lot of fun doing those surveys as well. I think I'm going to do another set of surveys this week. I won't put out a spoiler alert yet because I'm not sure which direction I want to go. Should we stay on relationships? Should we stay on, you know, communication? I think maybe we might do a little bit of both. I don't know. Relationships, communication, relationships. I'm going to write that down. Let's see. Relationships and communication. Or maybe I'll just switch it up and talk about food since that's on everybody's mind, right? We can't get enough of food. Food is on everyone's mind. You know why? Because we're stuck in the house. Because it's safe and because that's where our comfort zone is, right? We don't want to be outside. We want to be in the house. And because it's safer at home and the fridge is just, you know, it's so romantic. You can go in there and it's like anything you want to be, you can be. Any taste bud you want to invigorate, you know, whether it's cookies and you want biscuits. What do you want? Bacon, sausage, and ham. What do you want? Eggs. What do you want? It's all there. It's all there in the fridge. So speaking of the fridge, let's actually exercise some restraint because we want to savor some of that good food, right? And then also one of the things that I've been getting into, or at least trying to get more into, because I enjoyed running so much and working out. And with the safer at home order, it has kind of changed the dynamic of how we think about things now, right? I mean, that's totally a legit statement because we're forced to do so. We have to think about things differently. So I've been thinking about ways to stay more active and in shape at home. Yes, I've been working on chair workouts, how to, you know, do leg lifts and do different things using things around the house that, for one, won't damage the furniture or hurt me. Yeah, things like that are important. Even if you have kids, you can use them as weights, okay? Kids love when you pick them up, you know? You just play and swing them around. That counts as like weightlifting. Believe it or not, you can really get your arms and your shoulders together, okay? You know, lifting bags, cleaning, bending, lunging. Don't sleep. You can like seriously get a good workout from just engaging your body around the house. And I know it's not as fun as running down the street or taking a walk at the beach or going down and doing a mountain trail or just, you know, doing maybe something short like walking to the store, doing a 10 mile around the block or whatever you're used to doing. But we can stay active wherever we are, and it doesn't have to be boring. It can actually be pretty engaging and a lot of fun. So don't sleep on that, okay? Like, get engaged. Stay engaged. We got this. You got this. You can do it. Because we are going back outside, okay? So just don't doubt that. Like, we're going back outside one day. And when that day comes, be able to fit all your clothes, okay? Because that's my goal. I'm like, right now, I don't know about you, but I'm not ready to go on a whole shopping spree to replace every single item in my closet. No. God keep me together, okay? So we're going to do leg lunges, one lunge at a time. We're going to do arm curls, one arm at a time. Right, left, left, right. You know, we're going to do all that. One day at a time, one step at a time. So, yeah, don't feel overwhelmed. I think at this point, it's really, at some level, it can be overwhelming and, you know, just unavoidable. But, you know, we're going to keep it positive. Why? Because we're in this together. And there's a lot of positivity to be had. Why? Because when we encourage each other and we put our heads together, we get things done. We become more effective. We become more resilient. We become more adaptable. And that's who we were created to be as human beings. So we don't need to get caught up on all the stuff we can't control. No, we don't have to do that. What we're going to do is actually get engaged and stay engaged. Stay engaged every single day with life, with one another, and we're not going to give up on the process. And believe it or not, I think we're actually going to be able to find the silver lining through all of it. So that's a little FYI. Keep listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. It's been a pleasure talking with you all. I'm your host, Dominique. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. If you check me out, I'll be sure to follow back. And I will be back for another episode in a couple of days. So, thanks for listening. Till next time, keep listening to past and previous episodes of the Blog Music Art Culture, and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.